Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Don Knight. You know, I was supposed to do a podcast on the First Revolution, and I kept saying it, and I didn't do it. So I will do it probably sometime after this. I don't know. I want to apologize. This one podcast is just dealing with wackos, you know, psychos in my neighborhood or building. You know, I'm not a famous person. I don't consider myself famous except being on YouTube or my podcast or my videos. And so I'm an indie artist. So I do have, you know, some fame, but I don't consider myself a famous person like Taylor Swift or somebody like that. No, but I aspire to and I would like to, but because of my podcast and because of my books that I also, and because, especially the podcast and the music songs that I release to the public for people to buy. Some people in my neighborhood think I stand out, you know, and, you know, they gossip and say crazy things about me. You know, it's whacked because I'm not really famous. And the truth is, I don't think I stand out too much. I don't know these people. I'm a stranger, okay? When you deal with strangers, you respect strangers, even my own building is strangers. You mind your business. You don't say nothing about strangers because the perception is when someone talks about someone who's a stranger, they got to be sick in the head or crazy or whacked. And these people are. So I hear them calling me size noodles, making fun of my music. And one of them, I guess, were jealous of my, I guess, I, from perception, I could allege they don't like me trying to make it in the industry, trying to undermine my potential in the industry, the music industry. Don't want to see me make it in the industry because of self-centered motives and jealousy and envy. That's one of the reasons. So this morning they were saying all morning these whack neighbors by they were on social media making up stories about me. I'm not well enough. I didn't write the songs. They even said very crazy lies and psycho stuff that, you know, they got permission to peek in my home or my home is where they can look into it. And you know that's against the law. That's just an allegation. And that's whacked. They are whacked in the head. They're sticking their head. My thing is that, in general, if they have some jealous of me or envy, I'm trying to undermine my chances to make it in the music industry, they got to be crazy and sticking their head because I don't know them. You're not supposed to be wishing bad things on me or saying bad things about me. Yesterday they were showing a video, talking about a video of a band that never was. You should not be talking about something that never came about. It was not professional. They should not be talking about something that happened 20 years ago, which is crazy, insane. So but unfortunately, these individuals don't know how to mind their business, even though I don't know them. They're mentally ill. They're alcoholics. They sit on their ass all day and gossip. So I listen to it every single day. And when I say neighbors, I mean either in Haskell or in my building or whatever. I respect people in my neighborhood, in my building, because I don't know these people. I don't know the people living next door to me. So it's not right for me to say anything. It's the right thing. And also reputation. You know, you want to get along with neighbors and stuff. But because of my podcast or whatever, I have an ambiguous reputation. I don't care. But I got tired listening to it every single day. I even had some person who was crazy enough to say that they're concerned about me, so they're going to check on me by peeking in my home. That's crazy, because that's illegal. If they had any concerns about me, then they should do it directly. Direct contact. I know I'm a big man. I'm black. but I'm not dangerous. Okay, I'm not dangerous. But unfortunately, I got tired of it sometimes, so I went off. I'm in my home, in my bedroom. In my home, in my bedroom. When I listen to it. I'm supposed to have my windows closed. I try to keep my windows closed, and I don't do that in public. What they said outside is in public. The courtyard, the sidewalks, across the street, when I walk outside the door, it's the public. What I do inside is private. It's off limits. So they probably heard me yell and scream or whatever. My response is, when you're dealing with somebody who can't mind their business because they're mentally ill or lack the stability or uncivilized in dealing with strangers or people live next door to them, what are you supposed to do? There's nothing that's out of my control. So I have to ignore. But sometimes I just went off. I'm a human being. Human beings gotta respond to crazy people and crazy situations by going off. If it ruined my reputation, so be it. I'm not here to befriend people. I'm here to live. I own the place. When I hear somebody say things starting this morning, every day, say, putting me down about my music, making assessments on my health, and they have no right to do that. And you know, I don't understand that. And when I went off this morning, and now outside saying that, oh, they're concerned about me. They think I have some mental health issue or schizophrenia or something, and I do not have schizophrenia or hear voices or have bipolar. If they have any concerns, then they should go to a police station and have the police get involved. I'm dealing with a crazy. They got some ulterior motive, or they can't mind their business. I have neighbors who say crazy things like they're living in a very red neighborhood. This ain't no red conservative neighborhood. This is a liberal neighborhood. I'm a liberal person. I know Los Angeles, who's elected. I have neighbors who say all kinds of things. I listen to it all the time. I don't say one word, usually. I sing, I play my piano, but it's not loud. They can't hear me in the inside. I mean, my home is off limits, supposedly, because it's a private area. I own the home, and that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, and I keep to myself. But when I have my whack neighborhood who can't mind her business, then they should seriously get a police or somebody to lock them up. Because people who can't mind their business who live next door to other people, and they can't stop talking about me, and when I don't say anything, then they seriously need to be, and it's a nut. Again, I know the police only can get in, it's a non-police matter, because it's not life-threatening, it's not something, but they need to go to a police or something, or go to a shrink or a psychiatrist to learn how to mind their business. Because you got to deal with neighbors by respecting. If they're concerned about me, then do it direct. I mean, it all started playing some video. Those Wall Street criminals or whoever coming over here because they're trying to undermine my potential to be in the industry because they're jealous and some ulterior motive because of those podcasts and their music. Till saying crazy things about, oh, I wound up. Everything is a put down. Everything is a conspiracy. So when I went off and they make it an excuse inside my home, because inside my home should be off limits. I talk to somebody, somebody said I need to calm down and just take something. I don't need to take anything. When I say that, I mean, you know, Valium or something. I'm fine. I just don't know how to deal with a psycho or a whacked person who can't mind their business. But I have to ignore. Because sooner or later, these people are going to be subjected to the police or something because of their inability to deal with strangers. My home is not for them to be talking about because I'm upstairs. It's closed. It's private. And it's the way I want. Whatever I do in my home is off limits. And they're not supposed to be talking about me anyway because of my podcast. They have a right to talk about whatever they want. And yes, I have to ignore this shit because I ain't going to never have nothing to do with them. But the point is that when they're trying to press my buttons or do something, then something is going to happen. Police is going to happen. For some people out there, are not as civilized as I am. So, I mean, dealing with wackos who can't mind their business or who are commenting on podcasts where millions of people are doing the same thing I'm doing. There are people in my building doing podcasts and don't get comment at all. It really is about some psycho who can't mind their business and causing trouble because of their inability or inexcusable behavior in respecting boundaries. And it's about, and I have a good reason to go off and get angry with some neighbor or somebody in my nearby area who simply cannot understand reality by respecting boundaries and privacy. That's all I want. My home is not for a public commotion. It's not for people to talk about. It's private. When I'm outside in public walking, you can do whatever you want. Film, talk, whatever. But inside, I like to have some peace and calm like anybody else. And that's my right as a homeowner or for any resident. Good day, good night from Dove Nights.